You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Organization on Doing Tax Abuse, OUTA, says the delay by the Department of Transport to redesign the driver's license card is concerning. Transport Minister Sindisiwe Chukwuka announced earlier this month that the new driver's license cards will be rolled out end of April. The current card printers have been affected by technical issues in the past few years, leading to breakdowns and inevitable backlogs in printing of driver's license cards. To discuss this further, we joined on the line by the Executive Director of the Accountability Division at OUTA, Advocate Stephanie Fick. A very good morning to you, Advocate, and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis. Only a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
From where you sit in the driver's seat, what do you think has led to the delay in redesigning the driver's license card?
Sometimes, one, you know, I think I blame them that, you know, this is where we jump to. But I do think it's the trust deficit that has built up over the years is that it might be just inefficiency, inability to get the job done. I think the main concern is the driver's license card machine, because we kept an eye on that specifically and the procurement thereof. And they have advertised that tender so many times. It's advertised and it's withdrawn, advertised and it's withdrawn. I mean, I can share with you with some of the allegations, but it just seemed that they were, you know, unable to get that tender done. And then one wonders why. Is it, you know, is it because the right person is not getting the job? Are we going to get the right company to deal with this? It's probably a company with international ties. Then on the other hand, what is problematic is the fact that it appears that they are listening to civil society, in the sense that they are listening to the fact that the renewal of the driver's license card should be extended. But we've also been waiting, you know, a while for that. And in all that, it also appears that they're not transparent. They're not keeping us informed.
Now you've been calling for transparency in this regard of the driver's license for a while now, but can you elaborate on what kind of transparency you want from the department?
I think when it comes to the procurement of the new card machine, I think we like to know who gets the final tender, what was the process in getting there, because what we have seen in the past is that our procurement processes seems to be a problem. That, you know, either things are pushed through and it goes to a company that is not necessarily bang for our buck. In other words, it's costing us as South Africans more than it should, or it's a company that's not really able to get the job done, and then we have to re-advertise and, you know, get someone else, and there's payments up front, and then the job doesn't get done, etc., etc. So transparency, I think, in the procurement process and who gets it under which conditions are extremely important.
Is corruption one of the issues that's affecting perhaps the department in issuing these driver's licenses, you think?
Sure, one can never, you know, I don't think one should make allegations if we don't really have the proof. I mean, that's just being unfair to the department. I sometimes wonder if it's not just pure inefficiencies. In other words, an inability to deal with their own processes. And this is what we've seen previously when motorists struggle to renew their driver's license. On the one hand, they expect us to be law-abiding citizens. For example, the driver's license card needs to be renewed every 3 years. So that is an administrative burden. But that is a policy that comes from the department. And then the machine broke, the only machine in the country. And then you wonder, I mean, why is it so difficult for a department who is the custodian of these processes? You know, if you can't uphold your processes, then you're actually making, to a large degree, criminals of motorists who generally just wants to be law-abiding citizens.
Now, April was the deadline, according to the minister. But do you think the Department of Transport will be able to meet its deadline of issuing new driver's license card by the end of this month? And what do you think is likely to happen?
No, I don't think so. I think we've heard, it's similar to ETOLS, we've heard so many deadlines, and then it just gets pushed out and pushed out. I think what ought to happen is because the department is rethinking the driver's license renewal period. Remember, your driver's license, is there for life, unless, a court of law says your driver's license is suspended. But it's your card. So that administrative proof of your driver's license, the card needs to be renewed. And, we advocated for the fact, but extend it. It's an international practices tells you that it should be extended. And that it appears that the department may consider extending that to 8 years. So it wouldn't make sense for the department to all of a sudden print new driver's license cards and then have to change it once that policy is in place. So our logic tells me what would make sense is that the department should follow through on their decision to extend the period and then introduce the new card machine. Why the tender of the new card machine is taking so long is a mystery.
And we'll continue to have that discussion. I thank you so much for your time. Advocate Stephanie Fick, the Executive Director of the Accountability Division at OUTA, the organization undoing tax abuse.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.